Acme Lithium, a company positioned near the epicenter of lithium production in the United States. Since 1966, Nevada's Clayton Valley has been the primary production source for lithium in all of North America. Acme Lithium holds two promising lithium projects in the Clayton Valley region. Acme Lithium, U.S. trading symbol ACLHF, and in Canada, ACME. Web address, acmelithium.com. That's acmelithium.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The future of the Navy, the Marine Corps, and the Coast Guard. I welcome Francis Rose. He is the host of the Daily Scoop podcast. And in conversation with three leading thinkers of the future for the armed services at the Navy League Sea Air Space 2022 event within these last days, Francis spoke with the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Michael Gilday, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, General David Berger, and the Commandant of the Coast Guard, Admiral Carl Schultz. Francis, a very good evening to you. My notes scribbled quickly listening to the podcast. Admiral Gilday is concerned with underwater, above water, and in orbit. He's also concerned with the carriers that he has and extending their range, not only with the new F-35 squadrons that are coming on, but the Super Hornets and extending their range. He's also concerned with low Earth orbit, coordinating the maritime warfighting with Space Command or with cyber, with Space Command that would be maritime in space. Your conversation with him also had a number of talking points that are Washington specials. Please help me understand what I was hearing from the Admiral. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thank you for having me on the program, as always. The biggest Washington speak that I took away from Admiral Gilday's comments was regarding the size of the fleet. This is a number that's been bounced around at various levels for the last two or three CNOs. What's the right size of the Navy? When Donald Trump ran for president, he campaigned on a 355-ship Navy, among other items, and that was taken to be the number. Admiral Gilday recently said he foresees a Navy in the coming decades of 500 ships, but many of those will be unmanned. And so one of the biggest questions that people in the room had at this event Monday was, how do you get to 500 ships when the Biden administration wants to cut ships, wants to decommission ships, as we saw in the budget request that they just put out? And Admiral Gilday's response to that, before I even had a chance to ask the question, he knew it was coming, I suppose, was that he would rather have fewer ships with more capability now, because he needs to be able to go to war today if necessary, would rather have fewer ships with more capability than have more ships with fewer capabilities. And that's the equation that he's pursuing right now. He did talk about all of those domains, and he and General Berger and Admiral Schultz all are also focused on cyber and the ability for their forces to be able to survive cyber attacks, cyber probes from the forces that they will find themselves in combat against potentially at some point in the future. So it's a time of great change in warfighting, John. You've talked about it a lot on your program, but these leaders are living it every day.
The Admiral emphasized underwater. My understanding is that our submariners have a fleet that is unmatched by our adversaries. Is that the impression you get from the Admiral?
Yeah, it definitely is, John. But one of the things that the Defense Department leaders have been concerned about since the idea that we've talked about before, the third offset that Bob Work started to write about, it's been, I suppose, 7-8 years ago now, maybe longer, is that Russia and China basically are gaining on us. And none of the leaders on the stage with me talked about Russia's capabilities as demonstrated in Ukraine. But one of the great takeaways from the broader conference, the Sea Air Space Conference, was a tremendous surprise at the lack of capability in the Russian forces that are in Ukraine. Poor training, poor supply chain, poor equipment. And what does that bode potentially for their any naval operations they would undertake? And the warning that people are talking about in Washington is don't underestimate the Chinese to be in the same state. The Chinese are investing heavily in the PLAN. They are building ships much faster than we are. Their fleet now, I believe, is the same size as ours or larger. And the capabilities that they're bringing online are pretty impressive, too. So the admiral's concerned, obviously, about that, what is now called strategic competition, no longer great power competition in the new national defense strategy. And that document, classified versions on Capitol Hill already, unclassified version coming soon. So we don't know what's in it. But the indicators that we have are that China first and then Russia are where people like Admiral Gilday, General Berger are facing now.
General David, very impressive, saying that our target date is 2030, but we need to be ready now as well. What does he want, Francis? What is the mission that he emphasized?
Well, it's a tremendous shift. You know, the model of the Marine Corps for many years was to be a battering ram. And when the United States military needed to get in somewhere, whether it was by land or by sea, they sent the Marine Corps. General Berger, with his Force Design 2030 plan, that's the name of it, wants to reshape the Marine Corps because he and other leaders of the Corps and other leaders in the Defense Department believe that the military conflicts in which the United States will engage in the coming decades will require a different Marine Corps, will require different capabilities. And this is kind of a battle royale right now. I don't know if you saw the Wall Street Journal editorial from the former Navy Secretary, former Senator from Virginia, Jim Webb, excoriating Force Design 2030, criticizing it heavily, calling it not planned out beyond war games at Quantico, and basically saying he wanted to try to kill it. He and I think the group is supposed to be as big as 12 former Marine generals that are trying to kill Force Design 2030. I didn't talk, the General Berger that I talked to last Monday didn't sound like somebody who was ready to give in. He sounded like somebody who was very quietly confident that Force Design 2030 is going to yield a Marine Corps that is what the Navy and the Army and the Air Force and the Space Force need a Marine Corps to be as part of a joint force, John.
And unlimited budget for the Coast Guard. What do they want, Francis?
The Coast Guard's biggest problem, according to Admiral Schultz, is infrastructure. You know, he made what I thought was kind of a joke. And then afterwards, I'm not sure it was such a joke, that there are some people along the Great Lakes that are hoping for hurricanes, because when the hurricane comes through and blows everything down, they'll get new stuff built. Some of the Coast Guard's infrastructure is very old. But the main thing that the Coast Guard needs is to bring their polar security cutters, their icebreakers, online. The United States is very far behind the Russians in the Arctic. They have one icebreaker now that's 40 years old. They have another, a big one. They have a smaller one that's also old. And then they have one that's as old as the big one, 40 years old, but that one doesn't run anymore. They're using that for parts for the first one. And so that's really where the Coast Guard's biggest area of need is. But they're in the middle of a refurbishment of their ship fleet, of their aviation fleet, particularly helicopters. And they're also in the process, as I said, of trying to refurbish, recapitalize their infrastructure ashore.
Is this new defense budget adequate for all of their needs together?
The most buzz that I hear in Washington, John, is know that it's not enough because of 6-8% inflation for the need to increase military pay. The pay rate or the budget increase that the Biden administration is proposing won't even cover inflation, let alone more expenses for military personnel, while still allowing for the hardware things that these admirals and generals and others need.
The event taking place in Washington for the Navy League's Global Maritime Exposition, this was an event that featured the water side, the Coast Guard and the Navy together with the Marine Corps, hosted by Francis Rose of Fed Scoop, the podcast Fed Scoop. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.